Marty Mogensen's father, Martin, was principal of a junior high school in Tolma in 1969, when a troubled 14-year-old came into the office and killed him with a hunting rifle.
I think it was one of the first acts of school violence.
Mogensen says her mother was forever devastated at the news and died 6 years later. The gunman was eventually released from juvenile care and was later killed in a traffic accident. Mogensen finished her degree at the UW-Eau Claire and now works as a first grade teacher in the San Francisco Bay Area. She says the death of her father's killer hasn't given her any sense of satisfaction or closure. Mogensen adds that she opposes the death penalty.
Because I just think that leads to more violence and that we have a very violent society because guns are so easy to get and people are sort of in some ways numb to the effects of death and violence.
In 2004, Mogensen and her sister Margaret set up a lecture series at the UW-Eau Claire in honor of her father. One speaker was school violence expert Bill Bonds, who was principal at a Kentucky school that saw a student gun down 3 classmates. Mogensen says the recent string of school shootings in Colorado and her native Wisconsin demonstrates a need for communities to recognize and treat troubled students.
As an educator, I know we try to get help for students and families that are in distress or having trauma, but it doesn't always work.
Mogensen and her sister have established the Martin Mogensen Scholarship Fund in her father's memory. A similar effort is happening in Cazenovia for slain Weston High principal John Klang. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.